On the line now, I have Nolan Riley, who is Sinn Féin councillor for the Ballymun ward. Good morning, Nolan.
Good morning, John. And, how are you?
Good, and thanks for taking the call. Now, I think this is a bit of good news here.
It is.
The new development in Ballymun. So, will you give the listeners a bit of history? The regeneration of Ballymun has sort of stuttered and stumbled a bit.
Yeah, it's a long history of certainly trying to get some shops into the area. During the regeneration, one of the big projects within the area was to build a huge shopping centre on the north side, which was to it was supposed to be the north side John Drum Shopping Centre, and they were going to invest. Treasury Holdings were going to invest $90 million into a site on the where the existing shopping centre is now. But of course, the regeneration happened, and this was left to the last. And then the crash occurred, and there goes our shopping centre, and Metro North went, and so they all had a knock-on effect on each other. So really, since then, because the shopping centre is very much run down and it's being detenanted at the moment, with a view to demolishing that site and putting that on the market. But people in Ballymun have been left without adequate shopping facilities. We have one supermarket for 17,000 people, which really isn't, you know, it's just not acceptable. We have no hardware stores, we've no bakeries, you know, like stores that you would see in other areas. We've no florists, nothing at all. So we're very bare on any sort of resources. Now, this piece of land that we're referring to today is in Balcourt, and it's right across the road from the existing shopping centre. And it's where there used to be tower blocks there. So this has gone on the market 3 times. And yeah, Third time lucky, as they say. Lidl have, we've, the councillors disposed of the land to Lidl last month, or maybe it was in February. And with a view to them building on it. So they're going to build a store, as well as there's going to be 4 or 5 other smaller stores on it, and then I think 116 student apartments.
Is that Balcourt land, is that behind the Axis Centre?
No, it's as if you're going, it's right across from the hotel, across the road, as if in on the Poppentry side, as if you're going towards Poppentry. It's vacant at the moment. It's on the main road. It's on the main Ballymun Road. There's a star building kind of just behind it. But that land there, that's where Lidl have, they're just in the process of signing contracts. So hopefully that won't be too much longer, and then we can get a look at the plans and see what they actually intend. Just the detail of what they intend to build there.
And it's been confirmed that it's a Lidl, is it?
It has been, yeah. That's, we had to dispose of that land to Lidl. So they are looking after the overall development, but they will be engaging with somebody to build the student accommodation. So I believe that it's like the same company that would look after the Gateway student accommodation, but that's not finalised yet, but it's looking like it's going to be them.
So
they manage student accommodation already in Ballymun, and in fairness, I've never received one complaint about them. So
yeah, so they'll build a large retail outlet, and then are you in discussions now about the mix of the small retail units and the student accommodation?
Well, the student accommodation, we don't know who the smaller stores are as of yet, and Lidl is dealing with all that. So I'm not sure when we find that information. It all depends when they put in the planning permission. But I know there's negotiations going on. So like, that's kind of, I suppose it's exciting to learn who those shops might be and what might be coming into the area. Like, we badly need a store like Lidl. But what else are they going to bring with them? And I suspect, you know, if you look across the road, beside the hotel that I mentioned earlier,
yeah,
on,
yeah,
there is some commercial units there, and they've been vacant since they were built during the regeneration. So they've been vacant for 10 years. I suspect when Lidl comes in, and this would be my real hope, that you will see them fill up and other businesses take an interest in Ballymun, because we really do need to develop the local economy there.
And the pub there, where the supermarket, where the centre used to be, is that closed down as well, Nolan?
Yes, that closed down in September 2014. I was just elected a few months at the time, but what happened was the shopping centre was partially owned by DCC and partially owned by Treasury Holdings, who were in NAMA. Yeah. So DCC bought their share of the shopping centre with a view to getting all the tenants out and demolishing it in the future. So that's taken a lot longer than I would have hoped. But there's only one or two shops left in it. So again, that will be another site that can be developed. Like, it's just a pity, it's the heart of Ballymun, and we've just gone through a regeneration process, and you would not think it to look at that shopping centre.
Yeah, it
we
is.
We don't have it, but like you mentioned, the pub, we don't have a pub either, and that's something that is also badly needed within the area, because just the whole, I firmly believe that the lack of a decent public house within the area means people are drinking at home, and they're drinking more at home. Like, I think, you know, if there was a pub there, there might be a more, you know, I suppose, social element, but a socially responsible element in drinking. So we really are very short on facilities, and it's having knock-on effects on everything.
Yeah, and really, like, between the shortage of retail units and the lack of a pub, a decent pub, social, people aren't socialising with each other. As you said, they're staying home drinking, and they're not getting out socialising.
No, they're not. Like, one of the things that was done in the regeneration, and it was one of the really positive things, and you can see them flourishing in the area, is they built a number of community centres and youth centres. And I would say that's probably one of the most successful things about the regeneration, because they are booming. Like, and like the Ballymun Child and Family Resource Centre down in Shangan, they have queues into the place every day. Like, it's great to see it. They opened up like a kind of an informal cafe there last month, with a view to just bringing people in, giving them somewhere to socialise, just sit down and have a cup of coffee or tea, because there is a fear that a lot of people are very isolated in the area, because there's no big cafes, there's no pubs, there isn't a lot of shops to socialise in. So, and they've got rid of a lot of services, including Tusnua, which was the mental health service within the area. So all of that combined, like, it does lead to social isolation.
And it all takes funding. And where does that funding come from, or where is it supposed to come from, Nolan?
Well, during the regeneration, it would have come from, I suppose, the Department of Environment. And now, towards the latter part, they cut the funding for the regeneration. So in many ways, that's why a lot of things remained unfinished, like roads and drainage and things like that, things that we need to rectify now if we want to build on the vacant land. But in terms of where does the funding come now, there's still a social regeneration fund there, and that was we were supposed to be losing that this year. Now, with a lot of effort, community effort, and a lot of cross-party effort, we've managed to retain it for another 3 years, but it's on a reducing balance each year. It's an arrangement with Dublin City Council and the Department of Environment, that Dublin City Council pick up the difference for the next 3 years, but also that the groups are going to have to start looking for funding themselves. Now, I without that funding, a lot of these groups would fold. They just wouldn't exist, because they have no capacity to go out and fundraise to pay wages or to pay for premises. I think it's really ironic now that if you look at what they're doing in the North Inner City around social deprivation and the money that's going in there, and rightly so, like, very rightly so, but yet you know, they're trying to take it away from Ballymun bit by bit, like, and that money is still very much needed within the area, because we still have a huge problem with drugs within the area, and I don't believe that really has been solved, or like, to me now, as someone that lives within the area as well, I just think it's got very bad lately, and we don't have the resources within the Gardaí to tackle it to any sort of level. So I really think all that needs to be looked at as well.
So you actually think the antisocial behaviour thing is getting worse, Nolan, do you?
It would be my experience in the last year, yes.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say that. And as I said, I'm speaking from not just the councillor point of view, but also a resident. And I think that there's two things: the lack of Gardaí resources in the area, and then a lot of the treatment programs for drug use have been cut, and that hasn't helped. There is, unfortunately, some young people involved, very young people involved, and I really think the law doesn't know what to do with those young people. There isn't really proper legislation to, you know, like, how do you prosecute a 13-year-old or 14-year-old? And unfortunately, where we are talking about that age group who are being used by some of the bigger players to deal drugs within the area, and it's horrible to see. And like, the youth clubs are doing fantastic work, like, but they've certainly a job on their hands, and not just the youth clubs, it's within the sports clubs, are doing brilliant work as well, but they do have a job on their hands to tackle that. And it has, like, it certainly come up at the last Ballymun Safety Forum meeting that it is an issue within the area, that young people seem to be getting dragged into situations now.
That's terrible. I'm actually very sorry to hear that, because I've been interviewing different people about Ballymun, Ballymun for Business for one, and I was talking to the manager of the Civic Centre there only last week, and they were very upbeat, and I thought things were looking up, and it must be very hard, Nolan. As you mentioned there, it's voluntary organisations that are doing all the work, and there seems to be a lack of interest from the powers that be. Is it very frustrating?
Yeah, like, to me, kind of, this money was invested in Ballymun, and what they did was they built replacement housing units for people, and when that was done, when that job was done, in their view, that was the regeneration complete. But it absolutely isn't, you know, Ballymun for Business are fantastic, and really the work that they've been doing in the last year is brilliant. I was at their launch, they had a launch there a couple of weeks ago, and it was really, really, really positive, and they're doing their absolute utmost to try and encourage business within the area. So it's great to see the Lidl and all that coming along, but you know, like, no one can deny that there's huge social problems within the area. There's a lack of employment, and some of the social issues just do really need addressing before they get any worse. Like, I wouldn't like to see, and I did say this at the Safety Forum meeting, like, I wouldn't like to see a situation that is occurring in the Northern Inner City where people are being killed.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like to see anything like that happen in Ballymun. And it only seems to be when those kind of, you know, unfortunately, when people lose their lives, that, you know, the government kind of wake up, or, you know, and it's not just Ballymun, but it's an issue all over Dublin, like the drugs issue. And it's just not being tackled. It's not being dealt with. Like, it really isn't. You could speak to any councillor in any community, and they will tell you that it's a serious, serious issue. Like, there just seems to be more drugs available than there ever was. And, like, I'll tell you something that's just so ridiculous. Like, there's a lot of people involved in dealing tablets, prescription tablets, and taking prescription tablets. It's actually not illegal to deal prescription tablets. There's no legislation in place. So when the Gardaí catch someone with tablets and they're selling them, like, all they can do is take them off them. Now, that to me is just unbelievable, that hasn't been rectified within the law yet.
So people are buying prescription tablets without a prescription, and it, and there's no legislation to stop that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, there's some, like, people would be addicted to them, you know, and there would be an issue, a big issue with tablets within the area. But like I said, that if you speak to any councillor, they'll tell you that that's the problem over Dublin. And the law isn't in place to stop it happening. I hear it's coming down the line, but it just seemed like they were able to bring in emergency legislation within a couple of days in relation to the head shops. So why is this taking so long when everyone identifies? The drugs task forces will tell you that it's a huge issue. But like some of these areas, we talk about the Celtic Tiger, some of these areas never seen the Celtic Tiger, didn't exist to them. And then when the crash happened, they were the first communities that were hit. They were the first that were losing resources, that centres were being closed. Now, lucky enough, none of our centres in Ballymun have had to close yet, and I hope that we're not in a situation where that will have to happen. But for, like, the Minister made a comment, the Minister for Housing, Simon Coveney, last year, that the physical regeneration of Ballymun was complete. The physical regeneration of Ballymun is not complete, nor is the social regeneration of Ballymun. But that's something that will take decades. You know, that doesn't change overnight. But I just hope, you know, that they accept that, and that while they're investing in other areas, they still need to invest within community development and integration and the social element of things within the Ballymun area.
Yeah, and you said there you've secured funding, some funding for another 3 years, but it's on a reducing scale.
Yeah, and this year we get 100%, next year 75%, then 50%, then 25%. So after the 3 years, if, like, for example, there's maybe about 17 different projects, the Drug Task Force would be one, and the Ashling project. If they don't secure additional funding, the Access Centre is another, then, you know, it could be, they could be in a situation where they're having to, you know, at the very worst, close, like, and at the very least, lay off staff and reduce services. And nobody wants to see that, because I can't see, in the matter of 3 years, there not to be a need for those services within the area. Like, I can't see in a matter of 10 years where there's not going to be a need for those services. I think, like, positive things like, you know, Lidl coming into the area, creating employment, like, in trying to increase the population, because that's something that we need to do within the area to attract services. I think that's all going to have a really positive effect in Ballymun, and that will help any situation. But I just don't see how the government thinks in 3 years' time, all right, well, Ballymun doesn't need this 2 million a year, because that's what it is. It's a €2 million a year fund that we get for social deprivation.
So this development in Balcorris North.
Yeah, so we've gone on very depressing now, I feel. Yeah. It's supposed to be a positive.
I was happy when I rang your first, Nolan.
Yeah, so was I.
it is a positive thing, but what you're saying is it's not enough. More needs to be done going down the road.
Yes, absolutely. More needs to be done. It'll be interesting to see what shops come in with Lidl, because there's four or five of them. So, as I said, I'm quite excited about, just as someone that would like to shop in the area, what might be coming into us. But we do need much, much more. And we certainly need this site developed where the old shopping centre is at the moment. And we need more housing within the area. So they're all things that will happen, and like, I have every confidence that they will happen, maybe not necessarily within the next year, but in the next couple of years, because we have a lot of vacant land that can be used for housing. And so that's good. In terms of, I suppose, like, other things that, you know, it's really the retail is, I suppose, it's what people feel really let down by within the area. So we're trying to rectify that. But I think Lidl is going to be huge when they set up store. I think that's going to give a confidence to a lot of other businesses that Ballymun is a great place to do business and to set up a business and to develop their business. Because, look, we have 17,000 people. You know, like, we could nearly have a monopoly if you come into the area and opened up a flower shop, because there's none else there, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it definitely is. There's a ready market there, looking for shops to come into the area.
You mentioned the Gardaí earlier, Nolan. I know there's a sort of a pilot scheme happening at the moment where they're reopening six, I think, Garda stations that were closed down around the country. Mm-hmm. But the Ballymun, it's a fine Garda station there. Do you think you get more Gardaí in Ballymun? Have you been fighting for that?
All the time. And what's happening is they're saying, oh yes, you're getting three extra Gardaí this year, but what they're not telling you is that three or four have retired, and that's the problem. Yeah. But what they did do in our area was they closed Whitehall Station.
That's
in
right,
2013, 2014, they scaled back Santry Station. So it's the Ballymun station that is taking the hit for a lot of the... It's taken a lot of the additional calls that would have gone to either of those two stations before. I think it's absolutely disgraceful that the Whitehall station is closed. There's an absolute need for it. And there was an increase in burglaries in the Whitehall Santry area, and that, you know, I'm not saying you can directly attribute that to the closure of the station, but you've less Gardaí in the area, so it's certainly having an impact. Also, Dublin Airport takes a lot of resources from the Ballymun station. If there's something happening at the airport, then the Ballymun station is the first station that will get a call asking, can you send additional Gardaí up? We've also been hit by the events in the north inner city, where if something has happened, then Gardaí will have to go in from the Ballymun station down there to help out as well. So it's just every station is the same. Every station will tell you they need more Gardaí. And Fine Gael talk about being the party of law and order, like, but all they've done is reduce the Garda force. Like, and people definitely feel less safe than they did maybe 10 years ago.
There's a lot of things happening out there, a lot of good things, but there's also neglect from the government for certain areas. Nolan, the clock is beating us. I think it always does. We end up talking. anyway, it's a positive thing. The development of the Balcourse North Side is positive.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very great for the area. Also helps a lot of people that don't drive like me, so I can just walk to the shops now, or I'm not relying on someone for a lift or a bus. So, that's great, and I do think it's going to be a massive development for Ballymun.
Okay, Nolan, listen, thanks very much for taking the call.
No problem at all.
I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Great. So, thanks, John. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Nolan.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.